You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Elon Musk has finally bought Twitter. So what's next for the social media giant? And what happens to Twitter India CEO Parag Agarwal? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. You are listening to the Top News Podcast and this is your host Kanishka Sarkar. I'm back here with the latest on Twitter takeover, the stock markets, COVID-19 pandemic, the electric vehicle space and more. First up, here's how the market fared on April 26th. It rebounded after 2 days of losses, boosted by gains across sectors and heavyweights such as Reliance Industries, Infosys and Bajaj Finance. Cautious gains in global markets supported the sentiment on the Lal Street as investors tracked news flow on the Russia-Ukraine war and Beijing's battle against increasing COVID infections. During the session, Sensex jumped as much as 830 points or 1.5% to touch 57,412, whereas the Nifty 50 climbed to as high as 17,217, up 263 points or 1.6% from its previous close. Investors gained 4.2 lakh crore rupees in wealth as the market capitalization of BSE listed companies rose to 269 lakh crore rupees according to provisional exchange data. Shares of Tata Motors were in focus today ahead of new electric vehicles launched tomorrow. The stock surged more than 2.5% in early trade and hit the day's high of 437 rupees. The gains also helped the sectoral gauge, that is Nifty Auto, to rise over 2.5%. In a car market where customer preference is increasingly shifting towards sports utility vehicles, that is SUVs, Tata Motors Nexon now regularly features in the top 10 bestsellers list. The investor sentiment is buoyed as Tata Motors' EV subsidiary Tata Passenger Electric Mobility is preparing to roll out a new model tomorrow. Another auto stock that rocked the Lal Street was Mahindra CIE Automotive. The shares of the company rose as much as 17% during the day, reacting to the company's stellar quarterly earnings. The firm's consolidated net profit jumped almost 1,500% on a year-on-year basis. Meanwhile, shares of Tatva Chintan Pharma slipped nearly 10% after the specialty chemical company reported a 17% drop in consolidated net profit for the March 2022 quarter, disappointing investors. The company recorded its lowest sales revenue in 5 quarters owing to the ongoing shortage in semiconductor chip availability. Campus Activewear, the owner and operator of sports and athleisure footwear brand Campus, launched an initial public offer today worth 1,400 crore rupees. Analysts say the company is well positioned to capitalize on the market, though the stock looks fully priced. The IPO was fully subscribed on day one itself. Now, moving on to the Twitter takeover. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, is spending $44 billion to acquire Twitter with the stated aim of turning it into a haven for free speech. The Twitter deal is expected to close sometime this year, but before that, shareholders still have to weigh in, as well as regulators in the US and in countries where Twitter does business before the deal is completed. So what's next for the firm? The process is off to a good start for Musk, given that Twitter board has unanimously approved his offer and is recommending shareholders to do the same. Upon announcing the deal on Monday, Twitter noted that the bid, which represents a 38% premium to the company's closing stock price on April 1st, is a substantial cash premium and would be the best path forward for Twitter's shareholders. As is customary, once a company agrees to be acquired, the buyer gets to take a closer look at its books to make sure there aren't any red flags that haven't come up via the company's public filing. This step in the process isn't likely to cause any obstacles for the deal, according to a tech analyst. He says that Musk is acquiring Twitter not from a financial perspective. He's going to do what he wants to do with it, and he's probably going to look to make significant changes to the business model of the company. Are you wondering how this move will impact Twitter in India? Here's what CEO Parag Agarwal told anxious employees. He said he doesn't know what direction the company will go in once the whopping $44 billion deal, which will take the social media giant private, closes. It's only been 5 months since Agarwal took over the helm of Twitter India. And according to an NYT report, it is unclear how hands-on Musk plans to be at Twitter. Among the unanswered issues are whom he might pick to lead the company and how involved he would be in running the service. It also said that Agarwal is expected to remain in charge at least until the deal closes. Moving on to the latest on the pandemic. In a single day, India recorded more than 2,480 cases. The active cases dipped to 15,636, whereas the death toll due to the virus jumped with 1,399 new fatalities, as Assam reconciled 1,347 deaths and Kerala 47 due to the infection. Meanwhile, Drugs Controller General of India, that is DCGI, has recommended emergency use authorization for Bharat Biotech's Covaxin for children between age 6 and 12. It also recommended EUA for biological ease 4BVAX for children in the age group of 5 to 12 and Zydus Cadila's Zyco-V for those above 12 years. Next up is the latest on electric vehicles. Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari today pointed out how keen Indians were on acquiring electric vehicles. He said he's having to send out letters to EV makers for easier and faster deliveries. Till now, he says he had handed out 50 to 60 letters. He said people are coming to him to get EVs because the waiting list is 6 to 8 months. They're requesting letters to take to EV makers. Gadkari also shared the latest on Tesla's plan to come to India. He said that Tesla can sell its cars in India only if it manufactures them in the country, reiterating the government's stance against the American automaker that it says is reluctant to start a local manufacturing facility. Gadkari said, and I quote, "India is a huge market. The export availability, ports are available, they can make their export from India. But suppose he, that is Tesla CEO, wants to manufacture in China and sell in India, it cannot be a good proposition for India." Unquote. Lastly, sleuths have begun raids across three states looking for documents in India's biggest loan fraud. The ED is raiding around 30 premises linked to ABG Shipyard in Mumbai, Kolkata, Surat and Pune in connection with an over 22,000 crore rupees bank fraud case. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.